各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be among brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
And may God's grace be with us all.
最近我们教会正在进行会堂的扩建工作。
And recently, our church is undergoing a church expansion project.
我在神训班的时候，我们护神打电话给我。说我们已经到非常重要的关头，要帮忙带导啊。
And when I was at NYTS, I got a call from one of the church board members telling me that we need prayers because we are getting to the critical point.
他说，原来隔壁的房子本来要卖我们将近50万，后来在讨价还价当中呢，现在要降到将近40万。
And I was told that our adjacent neighbors originally was going to sell us the property for $500,000, but they have reduced the price.
那原来39万多是我们工作人员心中的一个想法。
Originally, holy workers were thinking about the amount of $390,000 to purchase that piece of property.
感谢主他竟然愿意降到这个价格。
And thank God that this.But our neighbor was willing to lower the price to that amount.
可是当这个事情进行到现在的时候呢，我们有弟兄姐妹觉得说，如果用这个价格，说不定我们可以再去买一个比较好的、比较大的会堂。
And however, at this critical junction, some members felt that maybe if we use this amount of money, perhaps we could elsewhere buy a better property or a church. Even.
所以我们现在在一种就需要神指导跟带领的时刻。
So this is the time where we need the guidance of God and we need prayers.
我们知道我们教会有时候聚会会达到100多个人呢。
We all know that sometimes.We achieve about more than 100 members at our services.
我们小孩子上课的课室的确是不够。
And indeed, our classrooms for our children are not enough.
上礼拜我在地下室上慕道班。
Last week, I was helping out with the True Seeker class in the basement.
我发觉到我必须要跟 Tina 一起拼声音，看她的声音大还是我的声音大。
And I found myself trying to fight over voices and over Tina because she was attending a class down there as well.
所以我们真的需要求神来带领，来找到一个比较适当的地点。
Indeed, we need to ask for God's guidance to guide us to a better location.
机会是神给的。
Opportunities are given by God.
智慧是神给的。
And our wisdoms are also given by God.
我们今天要来访问古道，看看所罗门王怎么样建圣殿，当中我们是不是有可以学习的地方。
So today we'd like to look into how King Solomon established and built God's temple and see if there are lessons to be learned from him.
我们来看看他建圣殿过程当中的规模，跟他怎么样准备。跟他的过程又有什么值得学习
？And we would like to take a look at how he established God's temple, his process and his preparation.
我们来看历代志上的28章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles, chapter 28.
历代志上28章11节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 11.
533页。
Second Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 11.
历代志上。
Excuse me, First Chronicles chapter 28, verse
11. 历代志上28章11节。
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11.
533页。大卫将殿的油廊、旁屋、虎库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式，只是他儿子所罗门12节。
12.
又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是主神殿的院子。周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都只是他13节。
13.
又只是他祭司和立位人的班次，和神殿里各样工作，并主殿里一切 器皿的样式。我们跳过来读19节。
Jump to 19.
大卫说：“这一切工作的样式呢，都是主用手画出来，使我明白的。”小弟看到第十九节的时候，心中非常的感动。
I was very inspired when I read verse 19.
原来他们建所罗门的这个非凡的圣殿呢，这个大大小小的这些 design 这些设计都是神用手画出来的。
So we've learned that King Solomon built his glorious temple for God, it was everything, every detail was instructed by God.
你仔细看这个画的比任何世界上的 architect 可能比我们 Gary 画的还好啊。
And I'm sure the architecture exceeds any of the other architectures in the world.
他除了圣殿里面各样的东西都画出来之后呢，连圣殿旁边的房屋啊，殿里的那个仓库啊，圣器的各样的样式，通都把它画出来。
And the blueprint included not only the temple itself, but also buildings, adjacent buildings next to the temple.
那不但是这个硬体的绘画，那么神呢，还把软体的制度都给它设定出来。
And not only the physical portion of the blueprint, God also installed the software.
但是只是祭司跟立位人他们要怎么样服侍神的一个班次跟秩序啊。
And he listed and outlined how the Levites and the priests were to serve after God and use the temple.
小弟再说一次，都是神用手画出来的。
And again, I would like to emphasize these were all drawn and written by God with His own hands.
就像神要挪亚建方舟一样。
Just like God instructed Noah to build an ark.
这个方舟要三层，长要300尺，宽要50尺，高要20肘，那个肘哈不是尺，300肘、50肘、20肘，这个就是神他规定要这样做的。
And God gave Noah the exact dimension as to how long, how tall, how wide, how high the ark should be.
如果是三百轴，挪亚把它建造成290轴，那么我们想想看，这艘方舟呢，在那个强烈的大水从天上下来，跟那个泉源从地上上来，它就没有办法在那个洪水当中生存的下去啊。
And for example, if God's instruction was that the ark should be 300 feet long, but if Noah built the ark to be 299 feet long, then the ark might have sank in the great waters.
所以我们今天在为神扩建的同时，我们要再回想一下我们建造会堂的规模从哪里来。
So today, in our plans to rebuild and expand God's chapel, we must rethink what is the model that we are looking after.
我们一定要按照圣经的规模来建圣殿。
We must build the chapel according to the blueprint of the Bible.
我们来看以弗所书二章十九节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节，我们读到22节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 through 22.
这样你们不再做外邦人，新约270页，二章十九节，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。20节，并且建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。22节，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这边提到我们如何在新约里面建造神的圣殿。
Here teaches us how we could establish God's temple in the New Testament.
换句话说，我们每个弟兄都是一块活的石头。
In other words, every member is a living stone.
我们要靠着主耶稣，我建在你上面，你建在我上面。
We must with Jesus Christ's help, establish and build upon one another.
让他联络整齐，成为一座整齐的耶路撒冷。
And so that everybody put together will form a new Jerusalem.
是以耶稣基督为头块的黄角石啊。
And we have Jesus Christ as our chief cornerstone.
啊，是建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
And this temple is also built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
换句话说，我们要再回想，今天我们建教会的基础就是 一定要按照圣经的准则啊。
In other words, the basic foundation where we build our temple or chapel is the teachings of the Bible.
我们今天建造教会啊，不是为了要设造这是一个更大的人的一个 club 一个俱乐部。
And today we expand our church not to for the sole reason of trying to build a bigger club where it could contain more people.
我们的教会不是以娱乐以这个人际关系作为基础，以情谊作为房角石，不是这样子的。
And our goals are not for entertainment, a social goal.
当我们的慕道朋友到我们教会的时候
，When our friend come to our church,
他们看到这里就是人间的一块净土，这是人间一块干净的地方啊。
And they can see that this location is a holy location as well.
就是这里就是一个人间这个浊世的一个清流，一股清泉在这个浊水当中啊。
And they can see that this location is a stream of living water.
他们来到这里就可以享受到那种心灵的安息啊。
And at our chapel, they could experience the inner tranquility and peace of God.
他们来到这里就可以看到神的荣耀。
And they can see God's glory at our church.
他们来到这里可以听到神的真理。
They could hear and listen to God's truth and words.
教会就是神真理保守跟传扬的地方。
Because church is where God's protection and God's blessing.
教会是神的全能能力彰显的地方，荣耀跟能力彰显的地方。
And church is where God manifests His power and His greatness.
啊，所以当我们建堂的时候，我们就要回到那个基本精神啊，我们应该再去复习，要去注意的。
So as at this time during our church expansion project, we should rethink and go back to the foundation of the Bible and the teachings of the Bible.
那么所罗门王又怎么样做准备呢？
So let us look at how King Solomon prepared for his construction of God's temple.
我们来参考历代志上二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
历代 Chronicle.
1 Chronicle, excuse me.
历代志上二十二章
First Chronicles chapter 22
第一节
Verse
1五百二十六页历代志上二十二章第一节
First Chronicles chapter 22 verse 1
大卫婚户聚集住以色列地的外邦人从其中派石匠凿石头要建造神的殿第二节
Verse 2
大卫预备许多铁做门上的钉子和钩子又预备许多铜多的无华可以称啊第四节
Verse 4
大卫说我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩要为主建造殿宇必须高大辉煌使名利荣耀传遍万国所以我要为殿材料预备材料于是大卫在未死之前预备的材料甚多我们看到建殿的准备呢有一些是前人积蓄下来的遗留下来的
We can see that in the preparation for construction of God's temple, a lot of the preparation work were prepared by ancestors or people before us.
大卫是所罗门的父亲。
David is the father of King Solomon.
那么大卫准备这些事情呢，他有两个原因呢。
And there's two reasons why David prepared for these things.
第一个就是他觉得所罗门王太年幼娇嫩了，比较没有经验，所以为所罗门王预备后路。
The first reason was because he felt that King Solomon was still young and mature, therefore he had take this route to prepare extensively for him.
第二个原因就是他觉得神的殿应该建立得非常辉煌呢，所以神的名荣耀可以高举，可以传到万邦。
Second reason was that David felt that the Lord's temple should be very glamorous and filled with splendor. Therefore, he took it upon himself to make the preparation.
那大卫准备的精神真的令人非常的赞叹。
And truly, we could see and learn from the attitude and the efforts of David.
诗篇跟我们讲啊，大卫他为神预备帐幕呢，他是 不眠不休了。他说，如果神的帐幕没有找到安居的地方，我怎么可以睡觉呢？
And from Psalms, we can see that David even loses sleep or cannot sleep thinking about the matter of preparing for God's temple.
说实话,
and of God.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，很多人有这样大卫的精神啊。
And indeed, maybe we can see a lot of these, this type of efforts and attitudes in a lot of our members today.
为教会做一项圣工。
We are willing to do holy work for God.
有的人晚上真的就是在思考，在祷告主啊，这个圣工要怎么做才有办法把它做得好。
And many of us at night are in deep thoughts, and trying to think how to better this process and how to better work for the Lord.
甚至还有人，神在意象当中启示他应该怎么样把那个圣工做得好啊。
Even there are members where God, granted them visions in their dreams, so that to give them instruction as to how to carry out.A certain holy work.
有一个资深的传道人要离开一个地方教会。
And there once was a pastor who was about to leave his post.
他没有说好啊，我拍拍屁股我就可以走了。
He never just left just like that.
哎，他就是把他预备好下一个比较啊，下一个要来接的人呢，让他预备好可以啊，有很顺利的把那个事情继续的接下去啊。
Rather, he took it upon himself to make preparations for his successor, his next person who is about to take after the church.
感谢主，圣灵西教会早期也有很多有心的圣工人员，甚至这些圣工人也喜爱坐在我们当中。
And thank God that in the earlier times, our San Jose Church had a lot of great holy workers, and even some of them are sitting among us today.
他已经在我们银行账户呢准备了。一些钱就是为了以后教堂的扩建嘛。
And many of them have prepared money even in their bank account just for days like this when church needed.
我听说我们现在教会可以动用的现金大概有二十几万。
And I've heard that we have about $200,000 of cash flow in the church.
当然，我们要买一间会堂将近四十万呢。并且要在很快的时间筹钱，对我们来讲也是一个挑战啊。
And indeed, it's a challenge to come up with $400,000 to be able to purchase our adjacent property.
但是我们相信神有办法。
But I believe that God has His ways.
我们在谈到建堂的时候呢，我们也要记得，以后我们要为我们的后代子孙来着想。
And in discussing our expansion plans, we should incorporate our plans for our future children.
我们后代子孙他们还年幼，他们很多事情还不晓得。
And many of them are young and they are immature, so they do not know a lot of things.
所以我们要为他们预备，就如同我们全人为我们预备一样。
So in preparing for their lives in the future, it's just like how our ancestors or our people before us prepare for us.
那么大卫啊，除了前人的积蓄之外呢，所罗门王他也寻求外面的帮助，外面的帮助哈。
And other than David, King David preparing by himself, King Solomon also asked for outside help in this process.
我们来参考《列王纪上》第五章。
Let's turn to First King chapter 5.
列王纪上第五章。
First King chapter 5.
旧约四百二十二页。
First King chapter 5.
列王纪上第五章旧约四百二十二页第一节。
Verse 1.
推罗王西南平述爱大卫，他听见以色列人高所罗门接续他父亲做王，就差遣他的臣仆来见他了。第二节，所罗门也差遣人去见希兰王，说第三节，你知道我父亲大卫呢，四围的征战，不能为主他神的名建殿，直到主使仇敌都伏在他脚下。第四节，现在主我的神使我四围平安，没有仇敌，没有灾祸。第五节，我定要为主我的神的名建殿，是照主应许我父亲大卫的话说，我必使你儿子接续你做王位，他必为我的名建殿。第六节，所以求你吩咐你的仆人在黎巴嫩为我砍伐香柏木，我的仆人也必帮助他们，我必照你所定的给你仆人工价，因为你知道在我们中间没有人像西顿人善于砍伐树木的。这个建圣殿呢，需要很多的石头跟木头。
We all know that building a temple requires a lot of stones and wood.
那个以色列地哈有很多的粮食，但是没有很好的建材呀。
And at that time, Israelites they had a lot of food, but they do not have a lot of building materials.
那个推罗这个地方就跟我们 Bay Area 很像啊。
And Tyre, that Tyre is similar to a Bay Area.
啊，就是有山呐、啊，比我们这边更高了，所以有很多的木头，就像我们这边有 Sequoia 一样，那种木好的木头一样。
And it's located in a mountainous area, so it contains a lot of wood, for building.
那我们在 Bay Area 你一定找不到这个农场了，因为我们这里是一个谷嘛，没有什么地方可以种植的。
And for example, the Bay Area, you cannot see a lot of farms because it's a valley and there's not a lot of farming lands.
所以呢，啊，所罗门王就需要外面的帮助，有木头送到他的国家来，那么他可以把食物送出去给西南王啊。
So King Solomon needed the assistance of his adjacent kings to bring him building materials.
那这里第一节跟我们讲一句很有趣的话，说推罗王平素爱大卫。
And verse 1 it says that Hiram King has always been on friendly terms with David.
那个大卫是家里排行老幺哈。
King David was the youngest out of his family.
我们仔细看的话，老幺在家里总是比较会撒娇啊。
And probably the youngest children in the family always are 撒娇呢？
所以呢，你看那个老妖哈、哦、，EQ 总是比较高一点呢、啊，比较会 deal with people 哈、哦，比较会跟人家这样子来往啊。
And because of their they oftentimes find more favor from their parents. Therefore, they are usually very sociable and they know how to deal with people.
所以有人观察说，很多经理级的人物呢，啊，跟人接待、做对人接待的人物呢，大部分都是老妖啊。
So that's why a lot of people say that all those CEOs or presidents of the companies
哦，不是 CEO 啊，哎，可以了，也可以。
Are probably youngest out of their family members.
所以啊，西南王很高兴的要来帮助帮助所罗门呢、啊。
So, King Hiram was very anxious to help out David.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天有没有人很喜欢圣何西教会的？
Brothers and sisters, do you like San Jose Church?
不是的。哎，对了，有没有人就是因为圣何西教会哦很喜爱我们呐、啊，所以我们只要跟他讲一声，哎，我们有困难哦，哎，他说没有问题，我可以帮你忙啊。
Are there people that really likes our church where if you ask for them to help you, they will be willing to help?
我们教会是全球啊一家人。
And our church is a big family.
我们有困难，很多弟兄姐妹会来帮助我们。
It's a big global family, so if we have, if we are in need of help, they would want to help us.
就如同其他教会有需要，我们也会帮助其他教会一样啊。
Just like if other churches need our help, we would lend our hands to them.
啊，这是外面的资源呐。
And these are outside assistance.
啊，有一个弟兄知道我们湾区要找会堂，他就打电话回家了。
And there was a brother that know that we need help to buy a church, therefore he called home.
他跟他妈妈讲说：“妈妈，你有没有多的钱呢、啊？”
He asked his mother whether if she had any extra money.
反正都是神的钱，你可以奉献台湾，也可以奉献我们这里。
Because the money is for God, so if you could offer it to Taiwan churches, you can also offer it to U.S. churches.
很多爱主的人，他会觉得那个机会很难得，他会乐意这样做的。
And many people will take up this rare opportunity and use this opportunity.
那个费城教会哈，在献堂的同时呢，已经没有债务了。费城教会
没有债，
没有 debts.
Phoenix Church after they Of Philadelphia Church, they don't have any loans to pay anymore.
啊，就是在献堂的同时哦。
Oh, at the time, at the church, dedication, they did not have any debt to pay anymore.
啊，除了他们本身的信徒非常尽力以外。
And because other than the fact that their members helped out a lot,
我发觉到全球各地爱主的人呢，也来帮忙那一项圣工了。
And we see that a lot of members throughout the world came together and helped them as well.
当然, 所罗门他们国家自己也是非常的尽力。
And of course, King Solomon, his own kingdom and his own people put out a great effort as well.
我们来看五章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 13.
四百二十三页，五章的十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
所罗门王从以色列中挑取苦苦的人共有34,000，派他们轮流每夜10,000人上黎巴嫩去，一夜在黎巴嫩，两夜住在家里。我们跳过来读17节。
Verse 17.
王下令就凿出又大又宝贵的石头来，用以立殿的根基。18节。
18.
所罗门的匠人和西南的匠人，并加巴勒人都将石头凿好。预备木料和石头建殿了。这边跟我们讲到说以色列人本身也真的非常的努力在做建殿的工作。
Here we can see that the Israelites themselves were very putting out lots of efforts in this whole process.
感谢主，在这样扩建圣堂的工作呢，我也觉得我们教会每个弟兄姐妹也都很关心啊。
Likewise, thank God that in our process of expanding our church, I feel that a lot of brothers and sisters have put out a lot of efforts.
我们教会有一些 architect, 有一些建筑师，有一些银行在银行工作的人，那有一些做房地产中介的人各层各样的人呢，都来关心这个工作。
And a lot of our members work in banks, mortgage companies, or realtors have also lent their skills to our church.
我们也在进行认捐的工作。
And also, we are in the process of offering our resources to church.
认捐就是说我现在手头上也许没有现金，但是呢，我相信在未来呢，我有一笔现金可以让教会来用。那么教会知道。以后可以使用的钱有多少钱，这样子对事情的工作有很大的方便嘛。
And we have pledged to give money to church for future use, knowing that the church might need it in near future.
很奇妙哦，我们教会常常在这样的工作上面呢，有很多美好的见证啊。
And very miraculously, our church oftentimes have wonderful testimonies at times like this.
我小时候就听到一个弟兄来我们东元教会做这样的见证。
And when I was young, I heard a testimony of a brother at Dongyuan Church.
他是一个工程师，也是上班族的啦。
He was an engineer, and also he worked for a living.
但是听到教会的需要，圣灵的感动，神爱的感动呢，他又觉得说应该认捐呐。
And he was inspired by God, and also the church at that time needed his help, so he pledged to give offer to God.
虽然他的银行没有那个钱，但是他一感动，他就觉得就写了一笔数字，比如说美金5,000块钱来讲好了。
At that time, he may not had that amount of money in his bank account, but he arbitrarily, for example, wrote down $5,000.
他写的这个钱还不知道这个钱要从哪里来啊。
And at the time, he wrote down his pledge of giving $5,000. He did not know how he's going to come up with this money.
但是他相信钱资源都是神的自己有心，神一定有办法。
But he firmly believed that this resource, the money will come from God.
想不到他们的故乡有一家工厂呢，有一台机器是德国进口的机器。
And out of his expectation, there was a factory in his hometown, and they had a machine that was from Germany.
突然停摆了，坏掉了。
And all of a sudden, this machine broke down.
他们没有工程师可以修理啊。
And they could not find an engineer or a mechanic to fix it.
要找德国来的工程师呢？那个又在度假，那么来要花两个礼拜的时间，大约有那段时间呢。
If they were to wait for a Germany to send an engineer, they would have to wait two or more weeks.
那两个礼拜机器不动，那员工没有工作，那整个公司要损失很多钱。
So if they wait for 2 weeks, the machine cannot produce and the workers cannot work. Because of that, the company is going to suffer great loss.
就听说我们弟兄呢，非常的 handy 手很巧。
And this brother is very skillful and very handy.
那个老板就不然死马当活马医好了啦。
And then the boss basically said that they'll probably give this brother a chance to fix it.
感谢主，我们弟兄边祷告边去试试看，竟然把那个机器给救起来了。
And very miraculously, and thank God that our brother tried to fix this machine and he succeeded.
哎，那个老板就要想要付他，哎，要付你多少钱呢？
And the company owner was thinking about how much to compensate our brother for fixing the machine.
弟兄说，哎呀，你自己开了，没有关系啦，这个反正我也是我自己的时间来的，你随便你开就好了。
And our brother replied and told this company owner that just give me whatever you feel that I deserve.
想不到那个老板一写，刚好就是他认捐的那款数字数目啊，就是五千块钱。
And out of his expectation, the amount that he was compensated for fixing the machine was exactly the amount that he pledged to give to church.
但我小时候听到这样的故事，我就觉得不可思议啊。
And when I heard this testimony when I was young, I almost was in disbelief.
啊，但是长大之后才知道，原来真的所有的资源都是神的。
But when I grew older, and now I truly understand that all the resources, all the money, are from God.
神有办法。
God has His ways.
人只要有心，神一定会加添的。
As long as we have the heart, God will aid us.
我们知道钱呢是生不带来、死不带去的东西。
And we know that money, you do not have money when you come in this world, nor will you take them away when you are. When you die.
所以我们要懂得怎么样积攒财宝在天上。
And that's why we must understand and recognize that we should store our true treasures in the heavenly kingdom.
圣经上说，你们用这样来试试我，试试看呢。我要将天上的窗户打开，将福气倾倒给你们，甚至让你们没有地方可以收容啊。
And the Bible says, if you do according to this way, then God will shower down His blessing, open up the windows of heaven, and bless you.
啊，这是大啊，所罗门王他们在准备的一些过程，准备的一些方法，我们再来谈谈看他们建造的过程有什么我们可以学习的。
So now we've are familiar with the preparation work of King David and King Solomon. Now let us look at some of the difficulties that they encounter in the process of building the temple.
What we can learn from the process.
Oh, what we can learn from the process.
我们来看《列王记上》的第六章第七节。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
424页。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
列王记上六章第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子。和别样的铁器的声响都没有听见啊！他们建造的石头呢，都是在山里面挖出来的。
And the building materials, including stones, were all dug from mountains.
那个石头是略带粉红色的一种白色的石灰岩呐。
And that type of quarry is a special type of quarry. It's pinkish in color.
白色的，略带粉红色的石灰岩，白色的石灰岩，
石灰
哈，白色石灰。
It's white marble.
没关系，这种东西哈，在山上一凿开之后比较好凿啦。如果你把它凿好之后放在空气当中久了之后呢，那个石头就变硬了。
And this type of material, this quarry, the stone, you can find in the mountains. But if you leave it unattended for a long time, it'll
become very hard.
Become very hard.
就是好像你在你们家我们家后院系树枝一样，那个树枝连在树上的时候是湿湿的，很好系啊。你让它干了之后呢，你要再系就很难系喽，要用斧头砍都很难砍。
And just like when a branch is connected to a tree, it'll be very nourished and soft. But when it's cut away from the tree, then it's going to be hard.
所以你看那个石头大小，他们都量好了，就在山上很好锯的时候，通通把它的尺寸、大小通通量好了，好像排 puzzle 一样，一个个排，然后呢再搬回来圣殿那边的一个个拼上去啊。
So at that, so with the same concept, those people measured exactly the dimensions and the size of the stones that they needed. So they went into the mountains and they actually did the work, cutting out the stones and quarry at the mountain, then brought it back to the job site.
所以呢，在那个建造过程当中都听不到斧头的声音，叮叮当当的。
And it was at the job site while they were constructing the temple, you could not hear any chisel sound or any noises from the
hammer.
This basically teaches us that in our expansion project, we must plan it well.
那我们信徒呢, 每个人呢, 要和睦同心,
and as members, we must be one accord and in harmony as we carry out this process instead of being quarrelsome.
感谢主, 我们的负责人跟我讲说, 在这件事情上面呢, 我们弟兄姐妹, 大家都同心合意啊。
And thank God our church board members tells me that on this expansion project, our members are all one and core.
我们现在正在进行 房子的 检查 inspection 当中。
Now we are in the process of inspecting the house that we will like to buy.
同时也在进行有没有更好的教会，也许我们也可以考虑 另外再搬。
At the same time, we are still looking for other properties, other churches, see if we could move to.
我们看到神的旨意要怎么样来带领我们的教会啊？
Thus, we give this our way, our future into God's hand as to how He wants to guide us.
所以大家都很心平气和的。
So everybody is working harmoniously and peacefully and asking God to guide us.
说实话,如果吵吵闹闹的哦, 还不如不见好。
In actuality, if people are quarrelsome over this matter, I feel that it's even better not to expand the church.
因为这样很不荣耀神啊。
Because it's not very glorious to God's name.
有一个老传道讲说, 有些教会呢, 会堂建好了,信徒不来聚会了。
And there was an elder member once told me that they went through a process of building a new church. However, after the church was built, no members came to attend.
所以感谢神啊，我们真的，我觉得这一次呢，弟兄姐妹都非常同心合意啊，甚至我真的讶异啊，那上次开信徒大会，我们的信徒啊，竟然让我们来决定那个价格呢，无条件支援我们的church council. 我觉得我很少听到这样的一种结论啊，我真的很感谢神。
But I truly thank God that this time we are proceeding this project very harmoniously, and even during our member meeting, we unanimously agreed to give the church board member the authority to determine what's the good price to buy the church. Another process that we should learn after. Look at verse 22.
列王记上的6章22节。
First King chapter 6 verse 22.
全殿呢都贴上了金子，直到贴完了。内殿前的坛也都用金包装啊。我们都知道建殿的那个 raw material 那些原始的材料呢，就是石头跟木头。
And we know that the raw material to build a temple is our stone and wood.
这些代表我们原始的个性，原始的本性啊。 旧有的那种质地啊。
And that represents our original foundation,
old nature,
old character, nature and character.
可是，在建立的过程当中呢，我们会知道说，这个用金把它铺上去了，这个金代表神的荣耀跟神的性情啊。
But at the finishing stage, we see that they overlaid the whole interior with gold, and this represents the glory of God.
神的荣耀已经代替了人的荣耀，神的性情已经代替了人的性情。
So we can see that at the end of the process, God's glory has replaced human's glory, and God's character and nature has replaced man's character.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹原来的性情呢，都已经被更新的，现在已经跟神的性情有份了，就有神的性情展现出来了。
And our original nature or character, as we began this process, have transformed and merged with God's glory and God's character.
事实上记载有位叫示巴女王有一次来找所罗门王啊。
And there once was a queen, Queen Bereshit.
Queen Sheba
has visited King Solomon.
Oh, 她看到那个所罗门王讲话那么有智慧。
And she found that there was a mass amount of wisdom in the words of King Solomon.
她看到所罗门王那个走上圣殿台阶啊，哇，都是金子，那个台阶都是金子，那个情形。
And she saw the glorious kingdom of King Solomon, even the stairs to his throne was laid of gold.
那个他就圣经上讲说他就魂不守舍啊。
And
圣经说 there's no spirit in her anymore. 这个魂都出窍了，魂不守舍啊。
And the Bible tells us that basically she was beside herself and she was overwhelmed by that.
那个就好像不是听到人的一个言语，是听到神的言语，没有看到那个原来的木头石头，是看到神那个金碧辉煌的那种荣耀了。
She did not see the raw materials that was the temple was composed of, but rather she saw the glamour, the splendor, and the glory of God.
主若愿意，当我们把这个建堂的工作做好之后，别人家看到我们圣灵西教会那种和谐、那种神的荣耀、辉煌的情形，真的大。这些听到的人也都会魂不守舍啊。
And may it be so that after our church expansion project has been completed, others may see the glorious, the harmony and the peace and the splendor of God through our project.
因为我们每位弟兄姐妹的那个性情都好像神的性情，那个工作、那个智慧都是神的工作、神的智慧。
And because in this process, our characters have been transformed into God's character and nature, and our glory has been transformed to God's
glory. 我们真的要让外人呢、外面的人呢，来见证到教会里面神的荣耀。
We need to, through this project, introduce or have other people to see and experience God's glory.
有一位朋友呢，参加我们的 retreat 哈，参加我们的退休会。
We had a friend attended our church retreat with us.
啊，因为在这个退休会呢，大家住在一起，那也生活在一起。
And because of this retreat, we had.Time living together.
那他对我们弟兄姐妹也有更深入的了解。
And this person found out more about our brothers and sisters.
当他知道我们弟兄姐妹原来他们的生活、他们的生命是那样丰盛，他们的生活那么原谅人的态度是心胸那么广大，他真的羡慕的啊哑口无言啊。
When this person found out how fruitful and our brothers and sisters' lives are, and how they had the attitude of forgiving other people and the love that they experienced, this person was amazed.
啊，今天我们就要这样子，像这样子呢，让别人来羡慕我们心中那种基督的精神。
So likewise, today, at any occasions, we should have other people experience our joy and our fruitful lives.
我们再来参考啊，他们建造过程当中还建造两根柱子哈，《列王记上》的第七章二十一节。
And let's look at how, during the process of construction, they put up two pillars.
列王记上第七章二十一节。
Which is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 7.
426页。
1 Kings chapter 7.
Verse 21. 二十一节。他将两根柱子立在廊前头，右边立一根名叫雅金，左边立一根名叫波阿斯。二十二节。
22.
在柱顶上刻着百合花，这样造柱子的工就完毕了。在这个过程当中呢，哇，他们建了大概有二十肘的两根柱子啊。
And in this process, they erected
十八肘哈。
They erected two pillars, approximately in the height of 18 feet.
那个哥利亚高六肘零一虎口，那十八肘三六十八哈，所以三个哥利亚的高度啊。
And
三个 Shaquille O'Neal 的高度啊。
The Goliath is about 6 feet 11 inches, so that pillar is about three Goliath in length in height.
非常的显著哈。
And if you can imagine, very grand in sight.
那个雅金就是建设的意思，就是要靠主坚固。
The name Jenkin means the
construction
of God.
意思就是要靠主坚固。
Meaning that we must rely on God for the construction. Be strong.
那波阿斯就是力量的意思，换句话说就是要靠主得力量、得能力。
Boaz, the other pillar's name means strength, so we must receive strength from God.
说实话，在扩建的过程当中呢，我们会遇到很多的困难。
Honestly, in this process of the church expansion, we will hit a lot of snags and problems.
但是我们要必须要有这两颗柱子的精神。
But however, we must have the attitude of these two pillars.
我们要靠主得能力，靠主得坚固。
We must receive fortification from God. We must receive strength and power from God.
但尼西米在建造啊圣城的时候。
When Nehemiah was constructing the holy city for God,
他是事前祷告，建造的时候祷告，事后也祷告。
And prior to the event, he prayed. Afterwards, he also prayed to God.
在做当中也祷告。
And during the process, he also prayed.
那个困难很多，有的是外面的困难，有的是里面自己的困难呢。
And he faced a lot of oppositions and problems. Some came from outside, some came from within.
他一定要从主那边得能力，一定要从主那边得到坚固啊。
He must receive comfort and assurance and strength from God.
啊，都是这个祷告的方法。
And everything was done through prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，说说我们平常的生活，可能大家啊也没有那么坚强啊。
And perhaps our lives are not the strong daily.
但是我每次参加那个 NYTS 之后，我就觉得说，那个祷告，长期的祷告，使一个软弱的人变得很刚强。
However, often experience after attending NYTS that God could transform a weak person to a very strong person through prayer.
我听到一个年轻人啊，大概大学生这样跟我做见证啊。
And
就他正是在 NYTS 啊。
This time, a college student at NYTS testified to me.
他在这个参加 NYTS 之前哦，他的灵性非常的软弱。
Prior to him attending NYTS, his spirituality is weak.
非常的沮丧。
And he was very depressed.
那沮丧到一种程度，就是说，他甚至说有一次啊，说魔鬼，你来我的身吧，我不想活了，你来吧。
He was depressed to the point at one time he even invited Satan to overtake him because he doesn't want to live anymore.
Hey, 我们这个邀请是很危险的，真的魔鬼马上侵入他的心啊，身啊。
This type of invitation is very, very dangerous. And indeed, Satan came to him.
他魔鬼来的时候呢，他就马上很后悔。
But when Satan came, he instantly felt very regretful.
但是他已经赶不掉了。
However, he could not cast Satan away.
但是很感谢主，虽然他的身体被控制呢，他的心灵还没有被控制啊。
But thank God, luckily, even though his physical body was controlled by Satan, but his heart and his spirit weren't controlled by Satan.
当魔鬼来的时候，他全身没有力量，脸色花白，口吐白沫，一直躺在那个床上发抖，好像鸡童一样。
And when Satan came to him, he felt weakness throughout his body. He was vomiting and he was very pale.
妈妈突然听到房间怎么突然间有怪声音呢？
His mother all of a sudden heard the weird noise coming from his room.
啊，进来房间跟他祷告。
And when she came into the room, she immediately knelt down and prayed.
啊，感谢主，后来就这样把魔鬼给赶跑了。
And just like this, thank God that they casted away this evil spirit.
他是那么样软弱的情况之下来参加这个两个礼拜的青年灵会，青年的这种神学训练。
Having gone through that ordeal and at the weakest point of his spirituality, he came to NYTS.
他说这两个礼拜呢，完完全全的改变他一辈子的生命。
And he told me that within the 2 years of NYTS, has transformed and changed his entire life.
他在这一次得到圣灵啊。
He received the Holy Spirit during the seminar.
他说得到圣灵跟得到邪灵魔鬼侵入是完完全全不一样的。
And he testified to me that the experience of receiving evil spirit versus Holy Spirit are totally two different experiences.
很有喜乐，很有力量。
When he received the Holy Spirit, he was strengthened. He was very joyful.
他说他回去地方教会呢，要好好改革地方教会啊。
And he told me that after he returned to his local church, that he will do his best to improve the church process.
我说年轻人哈，我跟他讲，年轻人哦，有那种改革的心是好，但是不要一把火回去到处乱烧人哦。
And I told him that it's good that you have the zeal to transform your church and change it, but don't go back and start throwing out flames and criticize other people.
要用包装。的那种心呢，把这个火包起来，用温暖去感化我们弟兄姐妹。
Rather, we must contain our zeal and with love and with peace try to influence other people.
所以我们会知道什么时候我们膝盖的时间花的长呢？什么时候我们就有力量，我们就可以靠主得到坚固，靠主得到能力。
Indeed, when we find ourselves spending more time on our knees praying for God, and that's the time when we will feel that we are receiving more rewards and more strength from our Lord.
所以有的弟兄姐妹在 email 上面呢谈到说，我们要特别的啊为这个教会的建殿工作来祷告，这是真的。
Oftentimes we receive emails from brothers and sisters. members, asking people, requesting people to pray for our church building process.
因为祷告才是力量的来源。
Because the source of our strength comes from our prayers.
所罗门在建圣殿之后呢，才开始为自己建自己的皇宫。
After King Solomon built God's temple, then he built his own temple, his own house.
摩亚出方舟的时候呢，他第一件事情就是先筑坛，然后再做过他家里的生活。
After Noah exited the ark, the first thing he did was build an altar for God. Then he went about his own business.
这是我们的学习，我们应当先求神的国、神的义，那么一切的其他事情，神都要加添给我们。
We must learn after these attitudes. We must put God'sfirst in our lives and search for his kingdom and his will first in our lives.
所以我们请大家来继续为建殿的工作祷告。
So let us all continue to pray for our church expansion project.
最后我们来看历代至上的二十八章。
Let's lastly turn to 2 Kings chapter 28.
我们盼望大卫对扫罗门王这段勉励也是神对我们的一段勉励。
Excuse me, 1 Kings chapter 28.
历代至上 First Chronicle.
1 Chronicle chapter 28.
这是大卫对所罗门王的一个勉励。
And this is an encouragement of King David to King Solomon.
也盼望是神对我们的一个勉励。
And hopefully this is an encouragement from God to us.
历代至上二十八章的二十节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20.
旧约五百三十四页。
Chapter 28 verse 20.
历代至上二十八章二十节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20.
我念一句，你换一句哈。大卫又对他儿子所罗门王这样说啊。
David also said to Solomon his son,
你要刚强壮胆去做，不要惧怕。
Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌啊。
Or be discouraged.
因为主神就是我的神。
For the Lord God, my God, is with you.
他要与你同在呢，他并不撇下你，也不丢弃你呀。
He will not fail you or forsake you.
直到神的殿工作都完毕了。
Until all the work for the service of the temple of God is finished.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们都刚强壮胆呐。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us bring out our courage.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要惊慌。
Do not be fearful.
因为神是我们的依靠。
Because God is our reliance.
神是我们的神。
God is our God.
他一定要带领我们的工作，直到事情完毕啊。
He will guide us, give us courage until the work has been finished.
愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless and guide every one of us.
再唱诗。
Let us sing him.
383首。
Sing him 383. Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
我们请为王俊雅弟兄身体的病痛来祷告。
Let's continue to pray for Brother Wang's illness.
王弟兄他最近回到我们湾区来。
Brother Wang has recently returned to Bay Area.
他在过去呢有很多非常重大的手术啊。
And he had undergone some major operations before.
感谢主耶稣呢，主耶稣保守，今天我们可以在这里跟他见面，我们心中非常的高兴。
And thank God that today we have the opportunity to reunite with him, and we ask God for his guidance.
他还继续在这个这个病痛呢，有时候还会再打扰他，所以我们继续来为他的病痛来祷告。
And oftentimes, his illness, his body still bothers him. So let us continue to pray, to God.
出于爱心的代祷，义人的代祷是大有功效的。
And through our love, a righteous person's prayer has great effect.
我们也要为教会的扩建工作呢，来继续祷告，求主耶稣带领我们这个购买的各种事宜啊。
Also, let us continue to pray for our church expansion construction project.
让我们在这个建殿的事情呢，来荣耀神来让神来祝福我们。
And hopefully that in this process we may glorify God, and and through this opportunity, let others see God's glory.
Sacramento 的圣公最近他们也要决定呢，在以后要一个月有两次的聚会。
And the Sacramento region, they've came to the decision that maybe in the future that they will have two services each month.
他们那边人虽然不多，但是距离很遥远。我们求主耶稣能够继续带领 Sacramento 的圣工。
Even though they are not great in numbers, and also are very far from us, but let us continue to pray for God's guidance.
在西雅图我们现在有一些工人从加拿大也可以过去帮忙，我们也为西雅图的圣工来纪念来祷告。
Also recently our holy worker has been sent to Seattle region to help out with the holy work, and let us continue to pray for their work as well.
我们自己的教会呢在今天下午有诗歌布道会。
This afternoon our church will have a hymnal evangelical service.
我们弟兄姐妹花了很多精神在筹划，想要在这边传扬神的福音。
And a lot of brothers and sisters have put in a lot of time and effort in planning and preparing for this event.
我们求神纪念这些工人。
And we pray and I also ask God to remember these people's efforts.
请我们弟兄姐妹能够特地拨空下午呢，不但能够来参加，而且能够邀请我们的亲朋好友来聆听神的音乐，聆听神的道理。
And not only should we attend this afternoon, but let us pray or let us invite our true seeker friends, relatives to come and join us.
让我们现在用我们的祷告来支援我们的圣工。
Let us pray now to ask God to guide our holy work.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.